Doesn't look melted, does it?
Major Lonnie Upshaw checks the oven.
Okay. I'm serving lasagna and chicken Alfredo pasta with rolls tonight.
Upshaw, with the Salvation Army for 25 years, lives upstairs in the winter house.
Usually volunteers sign up, and every night a different person or family will cook a meal and bring it down here.
Most nights she's making sure that bedding and cots are ready and everything is orderly at the shelter. But this night she's cooking. The winter house opened early this year because a cold snap sent thermometers plunging below zero. When the doors open at 9 p.m., two men come in from the cold and head straight for the food. Upshaw greets them by name and warns, jokingly, to save some pasta for the others who might arrive later. It's a slow night. She usually sees a dozen or so people in an evening. A study done by the Association of Village Council Presidents Housing recently found that there are about 100 homeless people in Bethel, though only 40 are considered chronically homeless, which means not only do they not own their own home to go to, but they don't have a roof over their head at all. The winter house is the only place in Bethel that people like James have to come in out of the cold.
It's more than everything in, like, I wouldn't say home. At least it, you know, keeps the homeless people warm, you know, just instead of being out there sleeping in a car in the ditch or under somebody's shed.
James, 28, is at the shelter tonight. James is not his real name. He didn't want his real name used. He spends days walking through the streets of Bethel, trying to stay warm. While he walks, he thinks about his life, and he worries about his future.
While I was walking out there, I thought to myself, maybe someday somebody will find me dead.
James ended up in Bethel after an assault charge landed him in jail. Once he got out, his village, Kasigluk, decided they didn't want him back, so they banished him. He says alcoholism made him into a selfish person.
I drank and drank and drank and spent most of my money on my kids and the rest on me. Drinking.
James is working on his GED. He's gotten a part-time job, and he says he wants to repair the damage he's done. Having a place to sleep helps. The year that the winter house opened, it served 88 people, and 127 the following year. Last year, 188 slept here. In the 3 years since it opened, 2,376 meals have been served here. Board member Ben Charles says the winter house wants to serve more people. One issue is that the shelter isn't close to the center of town and could be hard to get to.
So we're looking at trying to purchase a vehicle that we could pick up our clients at a certain time and then bring them out here to the shelter.
Charles hopes the grant will come this season. He also wants to use traditional knowledge to help.
We would like to try and hire elders to come out and give advice to our clients so that they can get back in touch with their culture.
Charles believes that the separation from traditional Yupik culture is one factor in addiction. He isn't sure if the funding will come through for the project, but he has high hopes. At the Winter House in Bethel, I'm Adrian Wagner.